The following essay was originally aired in 2006. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, March 26th, 11 a.m. Willamette River, Eugene to Harrisburg. The river roils vigorously northward. Its lingering, rowdy disposition is gradually subsiding from the ferocity of last month's extensive flooding. In the wake of the torrent, channels have been blocked or widened, steep banks have eroded and fallen away, and huge trees have been uprooted and deposited far downriver. Despite upstream damming, channeling, and carefully placed riprap, the Willamette is still able to aggressively reconfigure its route to the Columbia, just as it has for many centuries. I, along with a dozen and a half members of a local paddle club, have chosen a mild day between storms to float to Harrisburg. As we put in below the Beltline Bridge, sunshine finally overwhelms the showery morning. Cottonwoods are beginning to leaf out, taking on a shimmering golden-green color. Early-arriving tree swallows are coursing over the surface of the river, scooping up the first hatches of an emerging spring. These tiny, iridescent, greenish-blue and white birds winter as far south as Central America. They are hardier than other swallows and are able to return north earlier due to their ability to supplement their diet with seeds and berries. This gives them an advantage in finding abandoned cavities in dead trees in which to build their nests. In the first years after settlement, this north-flowing river formed the only natural trade route into the Willamette Valley. Early settlers often selected land close to its banks. In 1851, the first boat for hauling passengers and freight above Willamette Falls, the steam-powered Kanema, was commissioned. It had a top speed of 5 to 10 knots. The sidewheeler was 135 feet long, had a 19-foot beam, and 4 feet of hold. New boat landings and small town sites sprang up along the Willamette River to take advantage of this singular connection to the outside world. In 1854, Eugenians got together $5,000 to buy shares in the sternwheeler James Clinton. The dock was built in the vicinity of Skinner's Ferry Landing, just west of the present site of the Ferry Street Bridge. On March 2, 1857, the steamboat arrived, having traveled for nearly 3 days from Corvallis. A wild, cheering mob and an explosion of artillery welcomed the big boat. The fact was now established that the river was navigable up to this point. After that, boats would arrive in Eugene when the river was deep enough, which was only 4 to 6 months during the year. Snags and uncharted bars were constant hazards to passengers and crew. Sometimes, when a boat became stuck, passengers would grab low branches and help pull it across a gravel bar. Railroads penetrated the valley in the 1880s. During World War I, gas-powered vehicles began to travel on an expanding road system. Once thriving river communities were bypassed. The river became neglected and heavily polluted by new industries along its banks. By the 1930s, the Willamette was biologically dead and remained so until after World War II, when government measures were taken to control sewage and pollution. Black, iridescent, double-crested cormorants pass in formation down the river corridor while fish-eating mergansers hunt in eddies and backflows. Small flocks of greater yellowlegs on their way to Arctic breeding grounds probe muddy gravel bars with long, slightly upturned bills. Ospreys are once again common along the river. The first of them have returned from their tropical wintering grounds and are reclaiming last year's nest sites. We pass groupings of large nesting colonies openly exposed in groves of newly budding cottonwoods that line the shore. These blue heron rookeries will soon be sheltered from view by an abundance of broad, opaque leaves. A pair of bald eagles circles overhead, periodically eclipsing the brilliant sunlight. One of them alights on a huge nest of sticks in the crotch of a giant cottonwood and watches guardedly as our boats pass swiftly below. Thank you. Mount Pisgah Arboretum is sponsoring a Signs of Spring family walk on Saturday, March 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. Experience the forest as it bursts into life. Hike the trails with nature guide Tom Bettman on this family-friendly walk. Explore the first leaves and flowers of the season and other signs of the spring awakening, from new growth to the return of wildlife. There's a small donation requested. No RSVP is required. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y at MSN.com.